Episode 10. We made it. We haven't been canceled. We made it 10 shows. We haven't been canceled yet.
Is that crazy?
We're going to talk about the game in a second, but I want to do a shout out to my buddy, Dave Bruner, Palmetto Bay guy, Chunks Smokefish. He also does Chunks Conch Salad. So Grant and I were down at Pig Floyd. That's the exclusive place that you can get the conch salad. I do believe you can still get the smoked fish, and he does wahoo, swordfish, dolphin when it's in season at Keg South 104th and US 1. But this guy, so listen, normally conch to me is rubbery unless you really super tenderize it. He tenderizes it four separate individual times.
Wow.
And it's awesome. And then the juice, I know you don't drink liquor, but the juice you could actually make as a Bloody Mary or if you could make a fake, yeah. You know, like a faux Mary.
That's awesome. Yeah, I love your shirt.
Yeah, and we got Chunk's the logo. We got cool. The logo up in the corner up there, and yeah, killer shirt, dry fit, fishing shirt. So shout out to Dave. Awesome stuff. You can get it at Pig Floyd 168th and Old Cutler.
Good shout out, man.
That was pretty good. Yeah. And I didn't even get paid for that. I'm hoping maybe for another shirt or maybe like a couple orders of conch salad when I'm done.
A plate of conch salad. That's awesome.
That's it. So yesterday.
Oh, we're going to talk about our undisputed Miami Marlins.
Undisputed. NL East leading Miami Marlins. Pretty sweet. You know, look, it's still early, but the pitching yesterday was lights out. Bass, Detweiler, forget about Sandy. Sandy came out great, pitched a couple innings. But you had Bass, you had Detweiler, you had Bender come in as a setup guy, and then Morimoto to close it out at the end.
Yep.
And I think they look pretty good. What I really liked was how sharply Starling Marte hit that triple.
Yeah.
That could have been an in the park home run. That which is I think your favorite play in baseball.
Yeah, that is.
Yeah.
I said they are. Well, most exciting. Exciting.
And then Aguilar comes out and blasts, knocks not him in because Cameron Misner came in and pitch run for Aguilar.
Yep.
I mean, for Starling Marte.
For Starling Marte.
Yeah, yeah.
It's interesting because, you know, to me, what I watch for is, you know, like it's funny seeing, you know, what spring training about getting ready for the season, you know, hitting your stride at the right moment. But with these pitchers, you know, it was kind of the opposite. Yesterday's outing was the opposite of that, what we saw. We saw a typical first day, get out there, iron out the problems, a lot of men on base, a lot of hits, a lot of hard hit balls.
Hard hit balls, yeah.
Yesterday,
not it was so much.
Yeah, it was really the pitching looked like
the legit.
Know,
I mean, that's our number one guy in Sandy, and then these other guys are definitely going to be coming in on a regular basis to either set up or close. You know, or do middle relief work for them.
Yeah.
Bass they were probably more of a closer.
They were dialed in. And I think that's one of the things that you see in these spring training games is, you know, you're only seeing two innings at a time, right? So you're seeing a lot of choppiness with the pitchers coming in. And it's hard mentally to come in. These guys don't have time to dial in themselves, right? They're walking in and doing it. And to be pitching at this level already, it's got to give you some confidence.
Yeah. I mean, I wish we were there actually yesterday so we could see that our pitch speed counter works versus the Houston and the Nationals.
Although I got to say, I was watching and, you know, you might as well not watch, right? I
mean, because you're watching from center field. You can't, or no, from behind the backstop.
So that's what I want to talk about. So it's so interesting. It's like, you know, the play
by play. Go, MLB.
I think the play by play is great. You know, I was just listening in the background at the office.
Yeah.
But it is interesting because I had it. I was playing on a laptop. Off the link you sent me from MLB.
Yeah.
And
I'm sorry for sending that now.
It's
a bunch of people.
It's so far back. Like, I don't understand. Why can't they put that camera up against the net? You know, I don't understand what they're doing. You can't see anything.
Terrible. I'm sure they got a million complaints after yesterday that they got
to
change that.
We'll see. Cause it just like, to me, I just like with modern technology, there's no, I mean, I go to these high school games. And here's these, you know, these high school kids. They show up with what's it called? A GoCam?
GoPro?
A GoPro. And they set it up on a tripod. Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, exactly. No, that's it.
Yeah, and I got to see the back of that dude's head the whole freaking game. Old man there.
That old man.
Yeah. Yeah, they looked like they were having fun, man. And, it, you know, we're going to be up there this weekend. Let's talk about the tickets thing that you sent me yesterday about single game tickets going on sale Friday to Marlins members and then what at a certain time?
What noon.
Noon for the
Rams. So they announced, it was interesting because I just heard it on the radio, right? And they said they announced on the radio, 9 a.m., Miami Marlins members, and then noon, the rest, general public.
Okay.
Friday.
Okay, so scramble to get some because it's going to be, I mean, opening day is, especially if they kind of keep up the vibe they've got going right now, it's going to be exciting. 9,000 people at Marlins Park.
Yeah, it's going to be the hot. If the Marlins somehow hit on all cylinders, it would be interesting to see, you know, becomes a hot ticket toward the end. It will be, we'll
am see I what, supposed to play a birthday song? Is today your birthday?
Today's my birthday.
Wow.
51 years old.
Dang, you know? You made it. You
my got daughter
me,
was
you
like
got
all
me by a year, but I turned 51.
My daughter was all upset. You know, she's like, Mommy, what we didn't do anything for daddy. I'm like, daddy's had a lot of birthdays. Like, don't
51 of them.
51 of them. I don't need anything.
Right.
It's going to be interesting to see how I heard in the context of the MLS, the Major League Soccer, Inter Miami had a big day the other day of like a fan fest or whatever. Meet the new coach, Gary Neville, and all this stuff. And as part of that, they were saying Jorge Mas was talking about what the season was going to look like. And he was talking about the uncertainty of when we're going to have more fans, if at all, you know, this entire right. season. And I think baseball faces the same thing. Like, you know, what is this going to look like? As far as you know, when we have everyone in, you know, if by September, like we may have people back in.
You mean a full stadium?
Yeah, I don't. You know, I would depending on the rates. Yeah.
Yeah,
I mean with masks on, I don't know. I don't know.
I think we're going to be all right. I mean, with the 9,000 that we're, I mean, there's still going to be ticket availability. I don't think it's going to sell out until they start rolling. You know, and people start to get to know these kids and the new guys we got, which is why we're doing this show, really. You know, to introduce the fans to the new guys and introduce the fans to these old vets that we got from other places that are pretty awesome. Oh, and we got to see some of that yesterday.
Yep.
So, I need to mention this. Like, so I went on the MLB app yesterday to try to get tickets to Saturday, and the only thing available are all those cool zone ones out there, like what is that? Right center field. And you can only buy packs of 10. So unless you're Amish and you want to bring all your kids or Mormon, I guess, pretty much you're not going because that's $500.
It's 500. That's $500.
$500, $50 each. And there's probably some fees involved. So I think in the alternative, and now everybody's going to rush and take our tickets. There are some alternative ticketing apps out there that their tickets available.
So they are breaking up Saturday. So they're breaking up the 10 packs on StubHub and other things.
Well, I don't think they're the 10 packs. I'm talking about tickets, seats down in
the. No, but they're selling one or two or four.
No.
They have to sell them as the pod.
Yeah, yeah. Mm. The whole pod. So
yeah, this would have been a good investment. You know, who would have known? But a year, you know, whenever it went on sale, to have bought, you know, all the season, all the spring training season tickets, I think you would have done.
Oh no, we would have made out like bandits.
You would have made some money.
Yeah, for real. So today, 105 start again against the Cardinals.
Cards.
Pablo Lopez pitching against Adam Wainwright should be a pretty good matchup. I love Pablo; he's one of my favorite guys. So they should be good. And then they usually in about 9:45. Just check Twitter, Marlins Twitter, because they'll have the lineup.
They stick it
out there. Yeah. You guys can listen to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. I think there's probably a 50 more of those. But if you go to our website, you can see on Mainline Marlins the latest video, and I'll be posting this one right after the show. And then also Twitter, obviously, Instagram, things like that.
Awesome. And then we're going to have some – we're going to get our Mets preview in.
Yep.
With Mike Grabkowski.
Yep. And then I'm trying to get a Latin. So we have a Latin buddy of mine that's a baseball player that played for the Sharks to come in and do a little Latin vibe of what the team's all about.
Awesome.
You know, and then maybe do a little Spanglish
for that our would
Spanish
be awesome.
Brothers.
Yeah, that's cool. And then I'm going to bring in James Willoughby. He's a Marlins super fan.
Okay.
And talk about what his expectations for the season are. So yep. We'll make that happen.
Yeah, and then we got to start working on some other guests through the Marlins communications guys so we can get players. And it's going to be Zoom, or we're going to have to record But we do got, you know, Christine is going to come on periodically to tell us what's going on.
Yeah, the fans are demanding more Christina.
Yeah, yeah, because she's awesome. So I think that's it. Episode 10 is in the books. Go Fish. Beat the Cards.
Have a great week.